Hey guys, welcome back to the Scott's Morning Show. Today is Monday, November 12th. we don't got any news today. Nope, I finished watching that The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina last night. You know, I mean, that's kind of a chickish TV show, you know, if you're a dude listening. But once you've seen the first episode or two episodes, dude, you gotta figure out what happens at the end. And let me tell you, from experience of watching this show, yeah, just don't start. You're not missing anything. Just don't start, you know. Unless you're into that shit, you know, you watch other chick flicks, or my wife ends up dragging me into all this shit. But if you like Once Upon a Time or something, I don't like that Once Upon a Time show, but this one was probably better than that. I don't know. I mean, it was definitely done good. Your wives will probably like it, but I'm assuming that most of my viewership is male. I might be wrong. That was just a totally sexist thing to say. So, like I said, there's no news today. I'm going to stretch out 20 minutes because I know you're at work and you need something to do. Sitting in traffic about to kill the guy in front of you or wherever you are. You know, you need something to listen to. So, let's jump into it here. I'm going to tell you about my trip to the Rainbow Gathering. So this was in 2004. I was 17, and yeah, I'm pretty sure I was 17, not 16. Yeah, I was 17. 17, and my wife was 16, and her friend was going with us. She was 16 too. And then my buddy Jeremy had just turned 18. And okay, so let's jump into it here. The night before, we went to we had a huge-ass desert party. Everybody showed up. Everybody got wasted. Our band played. It was probably, no, I guess our band had played a little bit after when we got back. But it was definitely the end of our band. And so then the next day, my buddy was dealing with some legal shit, so he had to finish that up. That's why we went back to Lancaster. We were there for 3 months because he got into some legal shit. We'll get into that whole story a different day. And then my wife and her friend, they were living together at her friend's house, and I went to the apartments to get weed because when I was in Lancaster, I was, you know, couch surfing or sleeping at the park or whatever, and I would work for this landscaper. I'd call him at the payphone every, like, it's probably like Monday and Tuesday. It was whenever his days off from the nursery he worked at were. But I'd call him from the payphone, see if there was any work. And he'd pay me like $12 an hour under the table and smoke me out all day and give me, you know, kickdowns of shit. But it was a really sweet deal for a street kid. Like, I was getting quite a bit of money, so we'd do like these 2 to 3 day jobs working 10 to 14 hours a day, and I mean, I'd end up having enough money to definitely last the entire week. I mean, I'd have enough money to kill myself. it was a pretty good deal. But so I worked for him a couple days before we left, and yeah, I went and got a bunch of weed at the apartments before we left. And then I don't remember where we all met. So this is going to be as much as I remember. There's definitely a shit ton more to this story, but I'm going to give you as much as I remember. So then we met somewhere. What, I don't know. Maybe they picked me up from the apartments. But my buddy Eldon was driving us to Bakersfield because there's a huge train yard up in Bakersfield. So we're driving up, and I just bought this huge bag of weed, and we rolled a couple blunts, and we're smoking, and my buddy gets pulled over we're hotboxing the car, and he gets pulled over. I think we were still in LA County. No, we were in Kern County, and you know, everybody's fucking, like, paranoid as hell. I got this huge bag of weed on me. We had to open the windows and all the smoke poured out of the fucking car. My buddy was doing, like, 90 miles an hour or some shit. So the cop pulls us over, and we're all paranoid. You know, I'm trying not to look at him. He ends up letting him go with just a speeding ticket. And I swear to God, we get back on, like, pull back into the freeway, and we're not even going 5 minutes. I mean, I was stoned as hell. It could have been like 10, 15 minutes. No less than 15 minutes, or no more. Hold on. Okay. And then your phone number? And you're looking for a one bedroom? Okay. There are a lot of different rent controlled, so there's four options. Let me pull this up here. Unit size. Okay, so we have some for 428, one couple for 615, some for 670, and some for 775. The 775 would be a market unit, so everything else is based on your income. Okay, I don't know where we were, but I think we're at the point where we just got pulled over the first time, and then no more than 15 minutes later, another cop fucking pulls us over. And by this time, we were so dumb, dude. We had already started smoking again, so we had to go through the same procedure of rolling down all the windows, letting the smoke pour out of the fucking car. And you know damn well, I mean, he was in this little Honda Civic he had, and so the cops having to, like, lean down to talk to him, you know damn well both of these cops smelt this shit. But he got another speeding ticket, and this one was in Kings County. So, yeah, I mean, then we're driving, and I'm guessing that's what freaked out my wife's friend. Because she wanted out. She just wanted to go home. She didn't even want to, like, ride home with my buddy Eldon. So, we dropped her off at a gas station, and she called her mom and sister, and they came and picked her up or whatever. I don't really know. I mean, we dropped her off. She tried to beg my wife to go go back with her, but my wife stayed with me. That's why we're still together. It probably really is. I mean, if she would have went back, I probably wouldn't have ever went back to Lancaster. But, yeah, so then we take off, and my buddy drops us off in Bakersfield at the train yard. Now it's just me, my wife, and my buddy Jeremy, and we're, you know, we'd probably get there. It's later in the day, like right before dark, so we sort of set up a little camp area under this bridge. And we're just waiting for a train to roll through there, going north slow enough we can jump on. So we end up, I mean, we wait there all night long, end up falling asleep, and then my wife wants to go try to hitchhike up there. So at this time we had no dogs or anything yet, but we walk up to the truck stop. And we're sitting there, and then we meet this guy, Dan, who, I mean, I could tell right off the bat, he was a douchebag. He had, like, dreadlocks with a fucking feather in his hair. But this dude had just come from the Mesa, so he was traveling all the way from, like, New Mexico out there where they're living crazy, and you got the religious extremist groups. But I don't know how the fuck he made it from New Mexico to Bakersfield. It seems like quite a detour up to, because the Rainbow Gathering was up in Likely, so it's like right at the border of Oregon and California. But anyway, we're sitting there and we're trying to hitchhike all day long. And that night, we didn't get any rides, so we all walked over to the freeway. This was the first time I ever slept under a freeway bridge. So we parked right under that bridge by, like, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but when there's an overpass, that goes over a freeway, up at the top, there's this little dirt bank. And then that's where we were all sleeping, just right up there under that bridge. And next day we get out and we go back to the truck stop. And when we get there, a truck is literally on fire in the middle. Like, there's this long road pulling out of the truck stop, and there's nothing else around this. This is like a truck stop that's, you know, right next to the freeway on-ramp and off-ramp. It's just, you know, a truck stop out in the middle of nowhere. But on that main road back to the freeway, ways down from us, there was a truck that was on fire. So it was just like another bad sign. Yeah, then we ended up getting a ride, and we're trying to hitchhike with four fucking people at this point, which is pretty bad. But we end up getting a ride from these two Hispanic dudes in this like weird tow truck where they had their two front seats, and then there was this like huge ass bench seat in the back, and like all four of us, we're sitting back there, and we all have our backpacks and shit that we're living with. And I remember there was still, like, so much fucking room in the back of this truck. It was crazy. But, so then these guys, they drop us off in Delano. You know, we got probably an hour north of where we were. But it was something. So then we're, like, walking. I think we might have hitchhiked. I don't really remember that, but we might have tried hitchhiking right from the off-ramp where they dropped us off. But I don't really remember what we were doing. I remember we started walking, and then this Mexican dude came up to us, and he's, you know, like, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" "Oh, we're going up to the gathering." And he's like, "I just got out of prison. My friends are throwing me a party. Come on, dude." So we end up going to this, like, vatoed out party, you know, all these crazy vatos. And that was the first time I think any of us had tried sake. But, you know, then we gave him some of our smoke, and we're all drinking and partying. And I don't remember when we left, but I remember when we did leave, they gave us a watermelon. So we had this like half of a watermelon we're like walking to the freeway ramp with and trying to hitchhike. But yeah, long story short, we stayed there for a day or two trying to hitchhike, and we just couldn't do it. I mean, it just wasn't happening. So we all decided to split up, and me and my wife went off, and then him and my buddy and him went off on their separate ways. They ended up splitting up again because they couldn't hitchhike with the two of them. But, I mean, pretty quickly, me and my wife got a ride. And this dude picks us up, and everything seems cool. We're driving, and then we stop at this truck stop, and we get off, and we're panhandling. That dude's going to be there for a while. And I see this, like, I mean, this will come later in the story, but I see this dude, and for some reason, I notice him in his truck. And his truck was like a beat-up-ass black truck. It was kind of noticeable, but I remember the dude looked at me. And so then, back to the story. The guy comes back, and we end up driving down the road. And we'd been driving with him for a little bit, but then he's all of a sudden asking, like, if my wife's gonna accompany him, and like, I mean, he's basically like thinking that we're prostitutes or whatever the fuck. I have no idea what the fuck this dude was thinking. But then I like got in the dude's face while he was driving, like threatening to hit him in the face, and the dude was like, "Oh no, dude, it's cool, I'm sorry, we're cool." So we're driving for like 15, 20 more minutes, and the dude just pulls off on the side of the fucking freeway, like right in the middle of Shasta, Lake Shasta, and he just tells us to get the fuck out of the car. And it's like, what the fuck, dude, you can't drop us off here. We're going back and forth and shit, and then he's like talking about calling the cops and all this other crap. So we end up getting out of the car on the middle of the freeway, and this is in California. California, you can't hitchhike on the freeway. You can't walk on the freeway. Other states you can, like Oregon, you can just walk on the side of the freeway while you're hitchhiking. California, it's extremely frowned upon. But, yeah, so then we're, you know, we're trying to hitchhike. I mean, we're just out there with our thumb. We don't even have a fucking sign, a piece of cardboard that we could turn into a sign. So we're just fucking hitchhiking with our thumb. And that dude I saw in the truck stop, he came, I saw his truck pull up and he stopped and we got in. It was the same dude. And this dude's name was Rip, I remember. And this dude was super cool. I mean, he's talking with us. We're all having a good time. Everything's great. And then he stops in the middle of, the Oregon-California border. And he, like, stops and he's like, have you guys ever been here? Now you can be on both sides, you know, and all. I mean, we're just, like, having a good time, like, fucking sightseeing at this point. But I had already smoked all the weed, and the dude, you know, when he asked us when we got back in the truck, he's like, do you guys have any weed? And I'm like, yeah, no, but I can scrape the resin. And he's like, yeah, that'd be cool, man. Let's just chill here and fucking smoke or whatever. I was scraping the pipe. I remember this because this was like a stupid moment by me, but I'm scraping it and I got all the resin ready and we're about to smoke it and somebody made me laugh and I fucking like dropped everything all over the place. So that he's like, oh, that's cool, man. We didn't get to smoke or anything. But then this dude, I mean, he was going north. So he took us up to like K Falls and dropped us off. And I, like I said, he was super cool. He went into the truck stop and he told the dude I guess he was friends with to ask around if any other truckers could give us a ride. And we sat there. It was probably like, I mean, it was late in the morning, like past 12 o'clock. And I remember we saw this crazy ass spider. This huge butt yellow spider thing. And we ended up getting a ride from this one dude. And my wife went in his sleeper and slept. And I was sitting up there with him and talking. And then he told me, you know, you can go in the back and sleep. So all of a sudden he woke us up and he told us we're here. And we were trying to get to Likely. That's like all we knew. I mean, we didn't have like fucking Facebook groups or any of this other shit. It was basically like my buddy and I had heard that the Rainbow Gathering was going to be in Likely this year when we were traveling before we went back home. So he drops us off and it's this little like shit town like that's got 10 buildings on Main Street, nothing else around. And it's like 2-3 in the morning and there's just like nothing, dude. Like it's like nobody's there. There's nothing. So me and my wife are like walking around like looking like, what the fuck? This is supposed to be like tens of thousands of people, you know? Where the fuck is everybody? And, yeah, I mean, we sat there for, like, 2 hours, just like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, we just spent over a week to get here, and there's, like, nothing. It's, like, 3 in the morning, dude. So, finally, after a couple hours of just, like, being there, this hippie couple rolls up in, like, a station wagon and asks us if we're going to the gathering. And, you know, we tell them, yeah. And we get in the back of their, they had a kid, so we had to sleep, like, in the back of the, it's a Volkswagen, so where all the luggage is, and we're sitting there, and we end up falling asleep, and then it's just, like, a bumpy-ass ride all of a sudden, like, we're fucking going through this field, and we look out, and we're, like, running over these big 2-3 foot tall bushes and just like fucking off-roading in this Volkswagen station wagon with my wife and then the, you know, the two couple and their little babies in the back seat. And yeah, it was pretty crazy. But then, you know, we get to this spot, and they say, okay, we're here. Yeah, okay, thanks for the ride, dude. So we're walking around, and they dropped us off in Bus Village, but it's still like pitch black outside, so all you hear is this non-stop drumming. It's just like non-stop, hundreds of drums. And then you see all these different bonfires and campfires and shit. And that was really cool. And then we went to bed, and we wake up and we realize we're in Bus Village. And then out of nowhere, some dude just comes and he's like, hey, do you guys want to smoke some weed? It's like, sure, dude, I guess. And then I'm like super baked out of my mind. And I'm in the Rainbow Gathering, dude, and I swear to God, it looked like when you go there, I don't know how, I haven't been to one since then, but it looked like a fucking, like you were in Lord of the Rings, I swear to God. You got these people in these, like, handmade hemp fucking shit with, like, Gandalf hats, and, I mean, not everybody, there's a lot of crusty kids, and they got a camp, but it's like, oh, you just, you know, you spent all this time hitchhiking through these cities and bumfuck farming towns and all this shit, and then you're just like in the Lord of the Rings, dude. But yeah, I mean, that was the ride to the Rainbow Gathering, and I mean, there's probably a lot more to that, but that story is probably, you know, I mean, that's gonna stay with me forever. That was like my first big trip traveling like that. I mean, me and my buddy had hitchhiked to San Francisco and, you know, lived in Berkeley and San Francisco for, I don't know, probably about 2 months before that. And we hung out with all the crusty kids and everything, but yeah, that was crazy. And then when we went to the Rainbow Gathering, we'd had like $5, and then at that time, like, we couldn't buy anything with the $5. Everything was on trade. So, I mean, I had stolen one of those big commercial rolls of toilet paper, and then we'd gotten a whole bunch of hot sauce packets from Taco Bell, and we were able to sell that shit. But yeah, we were there for a while, and we camped. We called it Camp Fuck Off. And there were a bunch of other crusty kids there. This dude Trainwreck that I traveled with again. And then his girlfriend Homewrecker. And then Cheeks and Zorro and their dog. But we were right next to the shitter. So that's just a big trench where everybody shits. So you could constantly just, like, in your peripheral vision, there'd be people dropping their pants and taking a shit in this trench. We were right next to A Camp, too, but yeah, then my buddy ended up getting there, like, my buddy and that douchebag Dan had ended up getting there. I traded, not my skateboard, I don't remember what the fuck I traded, but I think I traded those hot sauce packets for weed, and then the weed for this mushroom tea. And when the dude gave me the mushroom tea, this will be the end of the story. This is a little bit of the Rainbow Gathering, but I'll get into a whole nother story when I don't write down news of a different day. So I got this mushroom tea, and the dude's telling me, like, oh, dude, you're gonna find Jesus when you drink this shit. And I was like, well, what about my wife? Can we both drink it? And he's like, yeah, you guys will trip pretty hard, but don't let anybody else drink it. So my buddy Jeremy ends up coming, he said that it would be fine for me and my wife, and then I asked if my buddy Jeremy was going to be there, and he said, yeah, that would be fine, but don't let anybody else drink it. So my buddy Jeremy and that douchebag Dan ended up getting there. We met them at separate times, but they all came back to our camp, and they talked me into letting that other fucking douchebag drink the shit with us. So I end up drinking this, and we're sitting around this campfire, right? And we're smoking weed, and we just drank all this mushroom tea. And all of a sudden, I see the fucking flames, like, jumping off into the sky. And, like, it's doing this crazy shit. And then I go and take a piss. And when I'm taking a piss, like, I'm looking through the tree branches. And all the branches start making this, like, fucking alien stick figures through all the branches. And then they're, like, you know, off in the distance and shit, and they're getting closer, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna start fucking tripping, this is gonna be awesome. I get back to the campfire, and it's done. Fucking done, dude. That was the only time I could have hallucinated at the Rainbow Gathering, and it didn't work. I mean, I got like 10 minutes of these mild visuals, but yeah, it was pretty funny. We ended up, I'll go a little bit more into it. What the hell? We ended up meeting my friend Brittany. And she was like, I think she was like 15. But we had no idea. Like, I hadn't seen her. I was already off traveling and shit for quite a while. And I hadn't seen her in a long time. And she was just there. We met her there. That was pretty cool. And then one time, I'll get one last story, and then we'll go. So they have all the food, all the ganja food at Rainbow Gathering, and me and my wife were just walking around, you know, checking everything out, and we stumbled into this camp, and they asked us if we wanted some ganja clam chowder. So all we had was a big 1 gallon Ziploc bag, and, you know, they filled the thing up to the top with this clam chowder. And then we leave, and my wife says, I don't want any fucking, you know, I don't like clam chowder. I don't want to eat any of that shit. So I end up drinking this entire bag of clam chowder. And we're walking, like, we made it to the trade circle, and all of a sudden, I am like, I am gone, dude. Like, I am tripping balls, like, I mean, I don't got visuals and shit, but I'm like computer vision flashing all over the place, and I'm asking my wife, did you see anybody dose me? Like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know what the fuck's going on. And then, you know, finally my buddy comes back, and he's like, well, you ate all that clam chowder, right? And I'm like, yeah, but you can't get high from eating weed, can you? So that's how I found out, that's how I found out you could get high from eating marijuana. I ate probably 3 servings of clam chowder, and I got pretty fucked up. It was pretty crazy. But yeah, that's my story to the Rainbow Gathering. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope it killed some time. And I hope I can get a little bit better at telling these stories. But this one I did, you know, I did just fucking put some key points together this morning, and that was all from memory. So have a good day. You can follow me on Twitter at ScottHay86 or Instagram at ScottHay86, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow with some news. Promise.